Well, here we are. Welcome to Comfort Food for Thought. It's your good friend Chris James with you here, coming to you from the City of Art and Music, Asbury Park, New Jersey. We're going to continue our spiritual journey. Oh, I look forward to it. I enjoy every minute we get to spend together. Glad you're here. So how's your heart doing today? Feeling peaceful? Yeah, certainly hope so. It's shaping up to be a beautiful day here. So hopefully I can pass on a little sunshine. Hope something I say today puts a smile on your face and hope in your heart. I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best. Now here on the Jersey Shore, it's about 6:30 in the morning. The sky in the east over the ocean, oh, it's turning all kinds of colors. It's a beautiful sunrise. Wish you could see it in person. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Perfect day to talk about how heaven can be found right here on earth. What do you think about that? You buy that? Let's see. Well, it's true. When you get into the right mindset, this world can be heavenly. That's the whole reason we do this spiritual work. That's where the journey's leading us. We've been doing a lot of talking about choosing love and letting go of grievances, right? We've been talking about forgiveness. And I know some of this stuff is hard work and you don't accomplish it overnight. But it pays big dividends. What do I always say? Here I go. I'm going to say it again. Try it for yourself. Test it. You'll see. You'll see miracles. That's what we're after. I mean, they're going to be small miracles at first, but you know, you'll see them. So many of us, we start our spiritual journey because we're in pain, because we're unhappy. Something deep in us knows that there's more to life than just the daily grind, the competition, the endless search for happiness. We spend our lives chasing success, money, affection, attention, respect, whatever it is. Oh, and we think if we can get it, it'll make us happy. Oh, I know all about it. I did it myself. But sooner or later, you wake up one day and say, there's got to be more to life than this. And there is. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with success or money. It's just that you start to realize that none of that stuff matters if you're not at peace inside. Because remember, your true riches, your true wealth, it's inside, in your mind, and in your heart. And the condition of that is what's going to determine your happiness. So you got to fill it with beautiful things. Think about beautiful, joyous things. Make it a peaceful place. Make it a loving place. Now, it may seem like I'm telling you to just imagine nice stuff and, oh, it's going to be the answer to everything. No, there's more to it. But it's part of it. It's where we begin. So our imagination, it's a creative tool. I mean, isn't it amazing to have this aspect of your mind where anything's possible? Anything at all. You know, free will and the creative power of your soul is never more evident than when you flex the mental muscles of your imagination. This is the place where everything begins. This is the place of endless creativity. Your imagination, it's one of your most precious spiritual gifts. So we want to use it to dream beautiful, joyful things. It's a blessed place, and you're the master of this kingdom. You can create anything you want there. Imagination, it's the tool we use to create our inner world. And like everything else in life, we're free to choose what we create and what we think about. We want to work on making this a peaceful place. We want to use our imagination to make this a beautiful place. This is the beginning. Now, the reason we want to do this is because the condition of our inner world has a huge effect on how we see and experience the outer world. All you need to do is observe people you know in your life, and you'll see this principle in action. People tend to experience what they expect to experience. The stories they write in their imaginations, they expect to see the same stories play out in life. Have you ever seen that? Hey, it's all around you. Take a look. It's an interesting study. I knew a woman once, well, just about every time I'd talk to her, she'd have a story about how she got ripped off by somebody. Right? Somebody cheated her out of something. Every time. It didn't matter what it was. A meal in a restaurant, a car repair bill, the size of the scoops at the ice cream shop. It didn't matter. It could be anything. She couldn't have a transaction in life without feeling she was getting the raw end of the deal. And if it wasn't the money, than it was the quality of whatever she purchased. If she discovered any flaw or shortcoming used to make whatever she bought, oh, it would ruin her day. She took it personally. She saw it as like a personal attack. She went through life believing everyone was looking to get one over on her. Funny part was, if somehow she came out ahead in a transaction, if she got the better end of the deal, if she sold some, you know, junky thing for a lot of money, oh, the sun would come out. Oh, the birds would be singing in her world. She'd be so happy. And like gleeful that she won, you know. She got one over on somebody. it was always very temporary, though. By the next day, it would be something else. Somebody was ripping her off again. She was losing. So this is what I'm talking about. This poor woman, she looked at the world through this filter. And it started in her imagination. She imagined that the world was this way. It was in the forefront of her mind. She was looking for it. She was in a constant state of defense, waiting for it to happen. Everything that happened to her, she measured it to see if she was coming out ahead. And her whole self-esteem was wrapped up in it somehow. It made her life hell. It was an exhausting battle every day, because in her mind, she saw it everywhere. At least she thought she saw it everywhere. She was, she was misusing her imagination. She created something in her inner world that was very real to her. It's like we were saying about thought. If you have the same thoughts over and over again, what happens? Right. Turns into a belief. And then you don't question it. It becomes real. Or it becomes real to you. You know what I mean? So this is what I mean. We have to be careful about how we look at the world. We have to think about those areas where we expect the worst. It colors our whole experience. If we spend all our time looking to see if we're being attacked, we're going to miss out on a lot. And the worst part is we're going to miss out on just how heavenly this world can be. That kind of negative thinking, it's like gray clouds over the sun. Up above the clouds, the sun's still shining. Sky's still blue. The world's still beautiful. But it's our own negative mindset that blocks it. When we do that, we're creating our own gloomy, gray, rainy day. Now, in the case of my friend, she believed the enemy was outside of herself. She believed she was in a world where everyone was out to get one over on her, right? She believed transactions were a battle, and that every transaction had a winner and a loser. What she didn't realize, the enemy was inside. The enemy had breached the walls of her inner kingdom. It was those thoughts and assumptions about the world. It was that mindset. It was her own mindset. That the idea she had about other people and their intentions. It was how she was using her imagination. It colored her perceptions. In most cases, the thing she feared wasn't even true. She was seeing something that wasn't there. But, couldn't tell her that. No. But it was a shame. She assumed and believed the world was a certain way, and that's what she saw. So, we can learn from this. The lesson in this, and we all do this to some extent, is we have to take care that we're using our imagination to create beautiful, peaceful things in our mind. We have to imagine joyful outcomes. Expect miracles. Spend your mental energy seeing the love and the beauty in the world. It's there, trust me, it is. It's all around you. Life can be heavenly. Don't miss out on it. So we have to try this. And you know me, I like to give you a little projects, right? I like to get you to try stuff. That's the way we move beyond seeing all this stuff is just blah, blah, blah philosophy, right? Chris is blah, 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 and talking again, right? I want to give you a simple way to apply it to real life. Hey, that's the only way you're going to know if it works or not, right? But I'll inspire you with a little story first. So it's funny. So many of these concepts, when I first learned them, but wasn't really applying them yet, I was constantly like, I don't know. This doesn't really sound like it's going to work. And then eventually I'd say to myself, what do I have to lose? And I tried it. So this is one of those stories. This man I know, I was having trouble with this guy. We were involved in a project, and we didn't see eye to eye about much of anything. There was a lot of conflict, a lot of hurt feelings, a lot of judgment on both sides. I was guilty too. I was imagining a lot of stuff that I thought was going on. I was writing a lot of stories because this guy could fray my last nerve. We were like oil and water. It wasn't good. Now, during this period, I remember reading in some book this idea, God is in everyone. If you're not seeing the divinity in others, you're not seeing correctly. Okay, well, that sounded like a challenge. So, I'm not seeing correctly, huh, Mr. Spiritual Book Writer? Well, I appreciate a spiritual challenge, so I said, okay, I'll try it. So I thought about it. I tried, and I tell you, I was having a tough time imagining there was any divinity in that guy. Oh, that wasn't going to be easy. But I kept at it. You know, I told myself, all right, I'll just try and see him differently for like a second. That's all I can take. I'm bad. It was so hard. I even asked Spirit to help me. So I prayed, Spirit, help me see this person. I actually used a bad word instead of person at the time. Hey, this is how we pray in New Jersey. But I prayed, help me see this guy differently. Well, I managed okay. I was finally able to wrestle up a few nice thoughts. And it got a little easier. I imagined this guy being kind and loving. And I imagined myself being kind and loving back. And it was pretty far-fetched, but I did it. And I left it at that. Anyway, it's funny. The very next day, I ran into this guy. And no joke, it felt a little tiny bit different. Something was different. Was it me? Was it him? Who knows? But there was definitely less conflict. It felt way less prickly. I actually saw that guy a little differently after forcing myself to do that exercise. And here's the interesting part. He showed a side of himself, a good side, that I had never seen before. It almost felt weird. I was like, what's going on here? And what was going on was actually a little miracle. It was a small one, yes, but it really taught me the value of something I didn't put too much stock in, you know? So did that guy still rub me the wrong way at times? Oh yeah, definitely. But if I'm being honest, overall, it felt a little different than it used to. There were more peaceful interactions. I was able to see more of the good. I stopped using my imagination to write unpleasant stories about this guy. But, you know, this is what we want. Life goes better when we think well of others, when we look for the good in others, when we expect good from others. This is the path to those little miracles. And it all started from making an effort to see things differently and using my imagination to imagine good possibilities, good outcomes. All right, so now it's your turn. I know this one's gonna be tough. So we don't have to do it right now, but I'll give you the instructions. I want you to try the same thing. When you get a chance, take a troubling situation or a troubling person like I had and try to reimagine it. This is your inner world. It's your imagination. You can imagine anything you want, right? So try it. Dream up a different story. You can do it. Use your imagination to make the story the way you'd like it to be. And you know what? It's going to feel a little funny. It is. Maybe you feel like being unrealistic, or you feel like you're being foolish because you're not seeing things as you believe they are. Maybe you feel like you're letting your defenses down, right? Yeah, it feels like that, I know. But let's dare to do it. Let's dare to imagine some nice stuff. Let's have the audacity to use our imagination to dream up stories about people being loving, kind, about our days being joyful, about the world we live in being beautiful and filled with wonder. Let's get in that mindset. Let's try and see through all those clouds we create with our worry and our judgments. Let's rediscover that it's a sunny day out there, the sun's shining. Life is beautiful. What do you think? Can you do it? I know you can do it. I know you can. Well, the clock's winding down here. Let's affirm some of these ideas before we part ways today. What do you say? Let's take a breath and be as peaceful as we can. If I use my imagination to dream of beautiful, happy things in my inner world, it'll change the way I perceive the outer world. If I use my imagination to change the way I see other people, the result will be miracles. All right, to be continued. The journey goes on. I wish you strength in all your challenges. And I hope you continue to fill your inner world with beautiful, happy visions. May spirit inspire and protect you. And may you have abiding peace till we meet again. Take care of yourself, my friend. I'll be back soon.
You've been listening to Comfort Food for Thought with Chris James. For more information and links to our social media, please visit us at our website, www.comfortfoodforthought.com. Thanks for listening.